The Great Guru and a Learned Disciple, written by Krishna Bhikshu. The swelling crowds that had come to Tiruvannamalai to attend the Brahmotsava swarmed all over the town and invaded even the secluded caves and shrines on the hill. At that time, a little after midday, there were but two persons in the Virupakshi cave, a youth of 27 years, clad only in a kopina, sitting on the platform before the cave, and a youth a little older, holding the feet of the younger man and supplicating in desperate tones, "Sir, I have read all that there is to read, the Vedas and the Shastras, the mantras and all the literary works. I have performed mantra japa by the crores, but I find it has all been ineffectual. I do not seem to have realized the nature of tapas. Enlighten me, O Master." The figure on the platform gazed at the suppliant for a short while and then muttered in broken Tamil, "See whence the notion of the self comes. You will dissolve into it. That is tapas. When you do the japa, note constantly the source whence the sound of mantra emanates. You will dissolve into it. That is tapas." The scene is not unfamiliar. In the age of the Upanishads, Narada had asked Sanat Kumara a similar question. "I have read all that there is to read, but I am yet to know the nature of Brahman. Please enlighten me." And the Guru answered, "All this is learning of the lower kind. You have yet to master the higher learning, that is the Brahma Vidya." Who are the two young people who enacted this scene in this century? The suppliant was the far-famed Kavyakanta Ganapati Muni, and the Guru was the Brahmana Swami, now widely known as Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi. The Guru is the son of Tiruchuri Sundaramayyar, a pleader. At the age of 16, the boy is said to have realized himself and come here at the behest of the father. He has been observing silence ever since. This is the first time he ever gave instruction by word of mouth. No doubt he had been writing down on the floor or on a slate answers to questions. The suppliant Ganapati Muni is a well-known figure in learned circles. A gifted Sanskrit poet, he has toured all over the India and has disciples by the score. He is a great sadhaka and has visited all the Punya Kshetras of India. Here, he is an acharya in the local Veda Patashala. What is unique about this teaching? Sacred books have told us that all notions, including the notion of I, of the individual or the ego, take their rise in pure consciousness, that is Chit. Therefore, when you plunge into the source of the idea of I or merge into a single concentrated thought about the divine, you go to the divine source. And this sadhana burns away all thoughts about the objective world. In Yoga Vasishta, it is said, "Ho Rama, this investigation, who am I, is the fire which burns away the tree of Chitta, that is the mind. There seems to be nothing new in this." Therefore, you may say that the Maharshi emphasizes this mode of sadhana. Let us analyze the implications of this mode. All thoughts are based on the single thought, I. Without this thought, no other thought arises. Any thought implies the existence of the I thought. And when all thoughts disappear, as in sleep, the thought of I also disappears. But in Adhyatma circles, the effort has been to make this I thought disappear consciously and get into the state of Jagrat Sushupti, that is wakeful sleep. The result then would be that all the world disappears from the mind, and that is the realization of the one without any second, the Siddhi sought by a sadhak. It is easy to see that even the little I has no name and form. It can be recognized but by its manifestation and activity in the everyday world, and therefore, needless to say, The big remnant of consciousness, when all worldly thoughts have disappeared, has no name and form and no limit. It cannot be concentrated by the mind nor expressed in speech. Now, let us follow the course of sadhana more closely. When the mind disappears, how to recognize the consciousness remaining over? The knowing, the knower, and the act of knowing, essential in everyday knowledge, have no place there. Instead, the knowing is by way of being. There is no becoming here. What exists as the empirical world disappears. This is not an evolution from a lower stage to a higher stage, but a going back to the source where from the world of manifestation arose. The world conceals its own source, and the effort of the sadhana is to remove the covering, not to evolve into something. The world is always what it is, that is, the Brahman. The name and form conceal its real nature. The Guru here has applied this logic to the mantra, for the questioner is a great japi. Mantra consists of selected words, the repetition of which in sequence creates extraordinary effects on the japi and in the outer world where the words and the sound exist. The selected words are again selected forms of sound, and their repetition, whether you know the meaning or not, have their existence in the subtle and gross worlds. The Guru here teaches that you may not know the meaning of the word uttered, but if you uttered the word, that is mantra, seeking the source of the sound, your personality first disappears into the personality of the mantra, that is, the sound forms uttered in the mantra, which again disappears into the source, akasa, that is, dahara akasa. This point of teaching given to the Kavyakanta has not been enunciated in any mantra sastra, which emphasizes that you should deem your body as the mantramaya or devatamaya, that is, full of the spirit of the deity whose name you utter. This is the revelation given on that day by the Guru to his disciple. The Guru, a new pathfinder in the spiritual world of sadhana, is entitled to be called a Rishi. So, immediately after receiving the teaching, Kavyakanta learned his name from an attendant and changed it into Ramana Maharishi. And as all the Rishis are Bhagavans, that is, persons who have the 8 Siddhis, he called him Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi, and he then directed his disciples by the hundreds to address the Brahmana Swami as Maharshi, and the personality of Sri Ramana became known to adepts in every nook and corner of India.